The Kentucky Wildcats have won their 8th NCAA men's basketball title with a 67-59 victory over the Kansas Jayhawks last night in New Orleans. The Jayhawks trailed by 14 at halftime. Kansas did manage to get within 5 with just over a minute left in the game, but they couldn't come closer than that. So Kentucky wins another championship, the first for head coach John Calipari. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the game in New Orleans, and he sent us this report.
Laissez-les bon temps rouler is the unofficial slogan of New Orleans at times. The way Kentucky played in the Final Four, heck, the whole tournament, you may want to change it to Laissez-les bon chats rouler. Let the good cats roll. They annihilated opponents in their region, and once they got to the Crescent City, the Wildcats kept on rolling. They beat Louisville by 8 points in a semifinal game that really wasn't that close, and they beat Kansas last night by 8 points in a game that wasn't even as close as the Louisville game. Bill Self, the Kansas coach whose players fought hard, put it this way.
We put ourselves in a position to make it a one-possession game, you know, late and just didn't get it done. But it wasn't from a lack of try or lack of competitive juice or lack of toughness.
Yes, but for a few breaks and a few plays, Kansas might have been within spitting distance of striking distance. That counts as a close game against Kentucky. If Kentucky's NCAA run were a primetime series, it would have been canceled halfway through for lack of drama. Although it was a soap opera, there were lots of storylines. For one, there was the youth angle. When Jim Nantz of CBS announced the Final Four Most Outstanding Player, Kentucky coach John Calipari grabbed the mic with an interjection.
Hey, I'm being told right now that we have, for just the fourth time in the history of this championship, a freshman has won the MOP Most Outstanding Player.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Exactly. All of Kentucky's three freshmen, Marcus Teague, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and Anthony Davis, dominated at times. But it was the manner in which Anthony Davis took over games that earned him the award. Objectively speaking, Davis had an awful shooting night, 1-for-10 from the field. But look at the rest of the stat sheet. 6 blocks, 5 assists, 16 rebounds. After 20 minutes of play, Calipari had these words for him.
I knew he didn't have a point, and before he left the building or the gym, the locker room, I said, listen to me. Don't you now go out there and try to score. If you have opportunities, score the ball. If you don't worry about it. You were the best player on the in the building, so don't worry.
Davis isn't the best big man in college basketball history. Think Bill Walton, Lou Alcindor, or Patrick Ewing. But no freshman center has ever dominated with an array of skills that are quite as polished. And they'll have to be. By all accounts, Davis will be leaving for the NBA. The whole team may well join him. The rule that permits great players to leave after just 1 year is something Calipari has made to answer for all the time. Here's the short version of what he says.
It is a rule. It's not my rule. It's a rule we have to deal with.
The other top soap opera angle was the accomplished coach finally winning a title. Calipari was asked endlessly if a title would be vindication or a permanent rejoinder to critics. The coach maintained that earning a title for himself was never a motivation. He just wanted to win one for his team. So forward Terrence Jones was asked, what does your coach finally winning a title mean to you?
For us as players that play for him, it means a lot just because he gives us so much credit anytime we win, and he'll take all fault if anything goes wrong. I mean, just to win for him is just something special, and what we play so hard for is to just play for him.
That's why, Calipari said in the last sentence of his post-game remarks, I've got to go recruiting on Friday. Mike Pesca, NPR News.